something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now remember what we said yesterday. Give us this day our daily bread. And I told you that was before the consummation of the redemptive work. And having done it, it only just shows us that for every Christian, every child of God, there is an allocation from heaven. There is an allocation. Jesus even put it this way. He said, which of you that's a father, if his son shall ask him bread, will give him a stone? Or for fish, will give him a serpent? He says, if you being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him? That's what he said. So even you who are men here, fathers here, you have allocations for your children. Don't you think Papa God is smarter than that? Jesus says he has. He taught those disciples, says, pray this way. He says, give us this day our daily bread. So now that that has been settled, we don't have to ask for it. We can just go ahead and receive it. And it's more than enough for everybody. Don't you think, listen, he's a king. He's not giving you your daily bread like, you know, this is. No, and get this. It's not like manna in the wilderness that if you didn't take it today, it was gone forever. No. Some of you, I told you, you've never taken that which belonged to you. Since you became a Christian, there's been lots of daily bread left over for you, which you never asked for. And what you were supposed to spend every day was more than enough for you alone. It was enough for you and many others so you could be of help to other people. Now, since you haven't laid your claims, it's about time you did. It's about time. And you know why I said that? Because words are important. Words are important. And everything in creation has memory. So whatever was set to your account, it's still there. It's still there. For some of you, it's accumulated. You'd be amazed what belongs to you. All that time you were calling on God for your house rent, it was there all the time. You just didn't know how to get it. Hallelujah. You still there? Glory to God. I refuse to be broke. How could I be broke? How could I be broke? We're in verse what? Okay, 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Next verse. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Now, look at something else that's going to happen now. Verse 9. Then said he, the Lord, unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Uh-oh, talk to the wind. Now he told somebody, talk to the rock. But he said, talk to dry bones. Now he says, talk to the wind. We can talk to the wind. We can talk to the wind. It's right there. He says, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind. Thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. And somebody said, hallelujah. He says, son of man, talk to the wind. They needed water. They needed water. They were crying, oh, we need water, water, water. Moses prays to God, oh, God, there's too many people. Where can we get water? The Lord says, talk to the rock. Tell the rock to bring you out water. Huh? The bones are very dry. Son of man, can these bones live? Lord, that's up to you. He says, all right, prophesy to the bones. And say, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. God shall cause breath. He's talking to the bones. God shall cause breath to come into you, and you shall live. I wish somebody said something to his business. I wish somebody said something to his finances. You know, I started 5 businesses last year. They all folded up. I don't know what to do. You know, I was selling such and such. And then finally the customers were no longer coming. You know, I opened a shop and something happened. My shop is empty. People are not coming. Professor! Hear this. Now, you know, you can't just prophesy. You need the word. You need the rhema. You get it? You need it. So how are you going to get it? First of all, you got to get in the word. Get into the word and let the word of God inspire you. You study the word. You hear the word. Then faith comes by hearing. And after hearing the word, when faith has come to you, then you pray. You pray in the Holy Ghost waiting for God to give you the rhema. Okay, the Holy Ghost will give you the rhema. Now, why do you have to pray like that? Because your natural mind cannot connect with God's station. There's a station, there's a frequency. Are you hearing me? So your natural mind can connect to get it. So I'm going to be pacing the floor, speaking in tongues, waiting for the moment. Because when God, brothers and sisters, God is a master communicator. When he speaks, it will shatter doubt. He says, isn't my word like a hammer, like a fire, and like a sword? It's too powerful. So you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to wonder, what if he says it and I didn't know it was him? Then you weren't praying from your spirit. You just keep pacing the floor, speaking in tongues, waiting for the rhema moment. That's the word of faith, the word of power. So you're praying, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues. He knows what's on your mind. He knows it's about your shop. He knows it's about your finances. He knows about that business. But you are waiting for a word because you're going to prophesy as he commands you. You need the code. God, I need the sound code. I need the sound code. Hallelujah. I need the sound code. So I'm speaking in tongues, 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 speaking in tongues. At a certain moment, the word will come right into my spirit. Glory to God. Now you can understand why he tells us that no matter what, we are victors forever. The only way you lose is when you refuse to use what you've got, or if you're ignorant. He says, my people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. So many Christians suffer defeat because they're ignorant. I'll never be defeated. Oh, no. I'll get into the Word, the source of all knowledge, and Christ, who is the embodiment of all wisdom, manifested in me, I refuse to fail. I refuse. Hallelujah. So you for whatever it is, you need the sound code. You need it. Once you have the sound code and you give it, creation will respond to you. The sound code is in every created thing. It's in every created thing. And once that the Lord has put that rhema in your mouth, don't be quiet. Utter it. Did you hear Ezekiel say, I prophesied as I was commanded. I prophesied as I was commanded. And you know, the Holy Spirit was sent to help us to make success of our lives. That's why he came. He's your helper. See, no matter what you're going through, he came to help you win. Don't ignore him. He came to help you win. That's why there's no position of disadvantage to you. He came to help you win.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Even if the trouble was too much for you as an individual, it was too much for you, the pressure was too much, then he's the one called to walk alongside you and hear his voice saying, son, daughter, I want to help you. See, all you need is to hear his voice. But to hear it clearly, you must activate your spirit by speaking in tongues, so that when you hear him, it'll be fine. That means clear. very clear. No doubt in your mind that he talked to you. You just know it. Sometimes you find a Christian that has been given a very terrible report on his health. And then he doesn't know what to do because nobody that he knows that had that condition lived. And so death is hanging over his head. He knows his friend who was born again and had that problem. He knows the other friend who was born again and had that problem. And so he says to himself, those people even had more faith than myself. Listen, it's not about their faith. It's about your faith. It's not about what they were able to accomplish or not accomplish. It's what about you are willing for. Question is, what do you want? Can he help you? Yes. Can he put you over? Yes. How does he do it? He needs you. He needs your cooperation. You need his help. He needs your cooperation. He says, two cannot walk together except they be agreed. He needs your cooperation. You know, in life, there are too many people who already set themselves for defeat. And sometimes that is the biggest trouble. And it stops them from seeing opportunities even where they're there, okay? And brings in frustration into their lives. And they don't understand that these things begin with the thoughts. I read an experiment that was done by a Japanese researcher. And what he was trying to do, he actually sent out the report of his experiment around the world. And he's presently carrying out a project helping to inspire young people, children, about the importance of water. It was a water experiment that he carried out. And think about this. From what we studied in the Bible, even the earth was covered with water. Okay? Everything was water. And the Holy Spirit was moving over the deep. Again, that's water. And then God spoke to the water. Water is so important. So he began to carry out this experiment on water. And he decided to freeze the water. And he got water from different sources, whether from springs, from the rivers, then tap water as well. But according to him, tap water didn't work. It failed because of the chlorine involved in it. So it was contaminated in such a way. But mostly natural water. And he took the water down to about minus 5 degrees. And he wanted to see in this frozen state what crystals would form from the ice, if any. And what the shapes of the crystals and colors of the crystals would be if they responded to words. So he put these different jars. He used a large refrigerator. And he and his assistants every day would speak nicely to this one. You're wonderful. Thank you. You're doing beautifully. I love you. Stuck into water. Goes to the other one. I hate you. You're useless. And he said all kinds of terrible things to this one. and, you know, like that. Come to find out that the one that was given such words of love and gratitude produced the most beautiful Christians. And the ones that they insulted and abused and cursed were deformed. The Christians were deformed. He also tried it with different types of music. Playing nice, good music. Godly Beethoven's music. To one, it turned out to be excellent. Now listen, this experiment has got lots of pictures. You look at the pictures, they're beautiful. And you can really see how these crystals were formed. Then he used high metal music, you know. You know. Interestingly, the crystals were deformed. He tried different kinds of sounds and discovered the best crystals, the most beautiful crystals, were those crystals that had beautiful music with words of love and gratitude. Water responded to words. Now, these are experiments that have been tested and proven, which you can carry out in your home. They're so simple. Are you hearing me? They're so simple. And here is an interesting thing. They found out if these crystals formed like this, responding to words, and your body has water, 70% water, no wonder a lot of people are sick. Because there's a response of the water to the bad words, the abusive words that they've been receiving, and the ones that they've been speaking about themselves. How soon should you change your speech? See what I mean? You can understand why people get sick. The water in the body is responding to the terrible words they're speaking about themselves. The crystals were deformed. Then you can see why some people are deformed in their bodies, deformed even in their minds. For example, when you release, water is a type of spirit. It symbolizes the human spirit, the human soul. Do you understand? And when you release anger and frustration, it's a manifestation of a deformed soul. It's deformity within that's causing continuous anger and frustration, requiring healing. Now, you would think that was wonderful. But think about this. Think about this. There are other experiments where these researchers have been able to show that through your human observation, through your thoughts, even subatomic particles change their forms. Now, that is amazing. That is amazing. Because what it means is that these particles respond to energy that's coming from you. Your thoughts have energy. You release energy from your thoughts that affect your environment and ultimately the circumstances of your life. Then you can understand why, even though you're sowing seeds, You know, some people say, I don't understand. I sowed seeds and I didn't get results. I'm showing you all these things that you need to deal with. You can't be sowing seeds and cursing your business and cursing your finances. See, since your mind, your thoughts can control the circumstances of your life. And if you're having negative thoughts, thoughts of fear, thoughts of unbelief, thoughts of anger, and frustration, they'll manifest themselves in your words and they'll manifest themselves in the arrangement of things around you.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Suriname, Hoekhoofdstraat and Prinsestraat, Numero 73/74. Worship with us on Sundays, 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 7 p.m., for prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us. Please call +5978-570-590 or +5978-570-655 or send a mail to radio transmissions@level360.com.